You know, it comes down to a matter of what you're looking for out of a node. If you're looking for something to keep at the house, and, you know, then I would recommend, you know, something based on the CHP-based PyStar, you know, because it's got a nicer web interface, in my opinion, and it's a little bit more flexible. But for me, it's always been compact, self-contained, has a battery. So you can do all that with PyStar. You can add a battery to it, and do some other stuff. But the thing about the OpenSpot is, it is literally, you know, it's all self-contained in this really, really well, you know, designed package. It's got an excellent user. It's got a ClearNode-like interface on your phone. So you know what? It is to digital nodes what ClearNode is to PyStar nodes. That's a perfect analogy. Except for it's one step beyond that because it's got its own built-in battery that you can charge while it's running and pull it on and off the charge. So mine just sits there plugged in, and then when I got to go somewhere, I just unplug it. It never drops a beat, and it runs for hours, and then. You know, when I get in a car, I can plug it in. When I get where I'm going, I can plug it in. So, you know, it's really a well thought out package. It is basically the ClearNode with a built-in, you know, battery that works like a UPS for digital modes. I guess that's the best way I can describe it.